This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the solution. Right? You got to be. You're only part of the solution when you get the information. If you don't have the information, then you really can't be part of the solution. It's really that simple, people. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 85. Now, if you want to text alert that the show's coming up and what's happening, then simply text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. It's funny, really, they've actually changed their all these outlets that some of us use to get the information out on. All of them. I've made it, I won't say impossible, are making it harder and harder and harder for us to get our message out. Conservatives, mostly. I find it totally amazing, frankly. So I put up a, God, these people, on my own personal page, I put up a picture of our police and firefighters and said, you know, which one of these celebrities have run into a building that was burning, that was on fire? Right, to save a life. Which one gave up something to save a life? Fairly simple, right? But the one just below that I had put up had two policemen. Geez, a black guy and a white guy. Oh my God. Anyway, had two policemen said, "We are not your enemy." Fairly simple post. Right, not a big deal. And what I really, really found interesting was that there were a few people who know, they don't know me personally, but they know me from the show and other places. They're trying to put up, they're upset that I won't let them respond to my personal page to this. Right? And they're mad that I won't let them post things like F the police and stuff like that because, you know, I'm for freedom of speech. And that I would like to hear other opinions. Well, I do want to hear other opinions. Not on my personal page. Not interested. That's like my living room. I'll decide what I want to hear or not want to hear, what I want to see or not want to see. You want to put up whatever you want to put up and say it, then you do it on the radio page. And then I'll let the other conservatives have you for lunch. I find most of these people, especially the ones that beat on the police, you know, verbally and otherwise, they're cowards. They're cowards because they're mad because they couldn't get what they wanted to get, or they couldn't get away with what they wanted to get away with. It's irritating as heck. But when the crap hits the fan, in most cases, I know some of you are tough. You can deal with it yourself. I got all that. But in most cases, when the crap hits the fan, who are you calling? Who do you think is on the other end of the 911 call? It's just amazing. Let's take a quick call from Ed out of Washington. Ed, thanks for listening and thanks for calling. How you doing?
Well, fine. There is a topic I want to get to, but I need some last information before I call you in, having to do with the phasing of this coronavirus. But what when you have these, like the guy you last had,
right?
Could you somehow be able to tell the people how they can call this guy to get a copy of that DVD, because they don't have access to the internet on the 24th at 8 o'clock to watch the program?
There's no, I am working on that. I think you probably didn't catch it in the first hour. What I said was, I know some of you don't have access to the internet or limited access to the internet, so we're trying to find ways with our guests where product could be picked up without having internet access. So I am sympathetic with it, yeah.
Okay, that's all I really wanted to know, but later on I'd like to is there some way that I can fax you a layout of this protocols that I'm talking about regarding the phasing in that's really not handled real well?
Yep.
It's affecting our economy. I have one little bit of information I have to get back from a couple of universities. Without it, it doesn't make it a complete report. But I would like to be able to have time to discuss it, and I'll make it as short and brief as possible. But I'm going to let you go so you can get on to other people.
All right, and I got your number because you called earlier, and I will get back to you, I promise.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. You know, after the break, I hadn't planned on doing this, but after the break, I'm going to have Rick Green join me. Because we were in a, you know, you're in a situation right now where President Trump has got to, and I just don't know if he's got the army behind him. I don't know if he's got the people. I don't want to hear about this stuff from the left about, no, you got people of integrity and stop. We need to have an army behind us. Republican senators that are willing to say, you know what, here's the chance. Here is the chance to put another conservative on SCOTUS and maybe, just maybe, because without Senator Roberts, right, maybe the craziness will go away. This tomfoolery will stop. You get another conservative on that board, and these lockdowns that there are judges across the country saying they're unconstitutional? Now, I'm going to ask Rick, because I don't have all the answers, and I know he's up on this kind of stuff. But the Supreme Court, Justice Roberts sets the agenda for the court. They decide, you know, what they're going to see or not see or what have you, you know, cases they're going to listen to. They do put it in front of the other justices. But if there's something that Roberts doesn't want to bring on, I think it takes four other justices to make it happen. But we'll find that out from an expert. I don't have a clue. I'm just asking the questions here. We'll be back in a minute.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Slime me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
Judge, any of the nine.
All right, hold on. Sorry, Rick. Hold on.
Yeah.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Boy, I can't even get it out of my own mouth. 5563. Always appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation, because you do need to be part of the conversation. Let me just bring him on because I don't want to waste his time. I got a million and three questions to ask, and the way he speaks, he'll be able to keep up with it, I'm sure. Rick Green joins me from rickgreen.com and Patriot Academy. Rick, thanks so much for being with me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, Joe. Man, glad to be with you, and really excited to talk a little bit about the future and where we're headed in the election, and some of the things even that happen today that are going to have an impact on us for a long time.
Big time. I've been telling our people, because I'm seeing both sides of it. You know, a human being died today. Let's not let politics get in the way of the understanding that we have a human being that passed away. She had kids. She was a grandmother, you know, and she was the love of somebody's life. So let's not that you're going to go there, but I've been telling people all along, don't do that. Don't demean yourself the way other people have been doing it. Even though I don't agree with her politics or even most of her rulings, but God bless, you know, at least she's out of pain now. So, all right, so she is.
Yeah, and actually, Joe, if I could say something about that, because I, the first thing I posted, and I kind of addressed this in a weird way, and that is that, you know, it's a shame. It really is a shame. This is, even though she's the exact opposite political philosophy of us, and I think did a lot of damage to the country based on those policies. I mean, either you believe in your policies helping the country or not, kind of a thing. But it would be a scenario where, like with a president dying, that was the opposite party and did things you certainly disagreed with, that you would honor that public service and have that really kind of neat moment of reflection on the impact they had on the country, good or bad. And because of how we've distorted the role of the U.S. Supreme Court, we've made that so difficult because it feels more like we're in a medieval, we're back in medieval times and the king or the queen has died and everyone is in angst and worried about what the new king or queen is going to be like. And even if they knew who it was going to be, now they're really going to find out what their personality is like. And it's because there's so much power put into one person's hands that we feel like that. So the whole nation is on pins and needles right now and has been for, frankly, months, because everybody knew this was coming. Fourth bout of cancer. I mean, everybody knew this was coming. 87 years old. But it doesn't have to be this way. Number one, we should not be putting this much power into a Supreme Court seat. The Constitution does it, but we have done that. And number two, if we didn't do that, she would have retired years ago and we would have had today, as she passed away, we would have had a wonderful remembrance of her public service and her incredible overcoming of life challenges. Instead, because of the way we have set up the court to be all-powerful and serve until they die, then her death has to be mixed with the immediate political ramifications, very much like in medieval times. And, Joe, we are not a nation of kings or queens. We need to change this, the system part of this, so that we can mourn properly, and have the politics properly instead of them having to take place at the same time.
Well, I totally agree with you, and this is a constitutional coach thing that I'm doing that I found over at Patriot Academy, and there's a lot to be learning. People, before we're over, I'll send you over to, I'll give you the site address or what have you. But a couple of things that we're learning and that you can learn from there is, first of all, the Supreme Court. When you're appointed, it's not a lifelong. You know, you're not there till you drop dead. All right, that's it. Doesn't say that anywhere in the Constitution. Number two is they really weren't meant to have the power that they seemed to have, were they?
No, exactly right. I mean, let's do number one. You know, first, it's appointed for good behavior, and I think the founders were a little bit split on this in terms of whether they thought people would serve for a long time or come to a stint. You know, for 5, 6, 10 years maybe, and then somebody else appoint. But they certainly saw the court as the weakest of the three branches. They made that very clear. They said it had neither the sword or the purse, meaning it doesn't have the power. The president has to execute either war or execute the laws, nor does it have the power of Congress to spend the money. It has, as Hamilton said, neither force nor will. It was intended to be a weak branch, only intended to apply the law to fact circumstances, and in rare circumstances, determine the constitutionality of the law. So it unfortunately has been created into this, massive power that has made each member of that court far more important in terms of when they get appointed. We think, oh my goodness, that person's going to be there for 30 or 40 years, and they're only one of nine. They're only one of five necessary to make the law of our nation, and that is distorted. The idea that five people can make law for 330 million people is always a bad idea.
Yep.
So, yeah, we've got some real corrections to make within the system to get the court back to where the founders envisioned it.
Well, that's nice for our education system. Okay, so, President, can he pull this off? Do you think that he can pull off not only just a nomination, and you know the list that he's got. I don't know who you would choose, but can he pull off the nomination? And do you think Mitch McConnell will have the support and can make it happen before Election Day?
Yes and yes, with the caveat of it may be a week or so after election. I hope it's before the election. Look, let's just take ourselves out of the election and out of the political climate, even though that's impossible. But just in terms of over the last 45 years, so not even just the last few Supreme Court justice nominees, but over the course of the last 45 years, every single one of those Supreme Court justices that was voted on by the Senate, it happened in a short enough period of time that Donald Trump could definitely make this nomination and it make its way through the Senate and be done before January 20th, which is when his term, this term ends, regardless of who wins the election. Almost all of those nominees also could be done prior to the election. One of them was done in 19 days, another one in 33, another one in 42. Most of them around 60 days, roughly. That's the rough average, about 65 days. And the nomination itself, that's from the time he nominates to the time that the vote takes place and that justice goes to work. The nomination itself, we've had instances where the president appointed or made their nomination the day after the Supreme Court justice died. Bush did it 3 days after Rehnquist died. We have many others that did it within a week and others that did it within 2 weeks. A ton of them that did it within 30 days. And then some, to be fair, that drug out over a year. Scalia is the one everybody immediately thinks of for, political purposes. That's it is politics. Another one was when Lincoln was president. And so, sometimes it has been over a year. But let's not be confused by, I see all these tweets right now. People are saying, oh, the McConnell rule. Let's come back and talk about the McConnell rule.
Yes, yes. All right, right after the break, we'll close up with a few more questions. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Rick Green with me. You don't want to miss this. We'll be right back.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi continues to reiterate her hard line for $2.2 trillion in coronavirus relief or nothing at all.
But it's hard to see how we can go any lower when you only have
a greater need.
Despite the fact that a 50-member bipartisan group, evenly divided between House Republicans and Democrats, unveiled a $1.5 trillion compromise plan, Nancy Pelosi continues to say the Democrats aren't discussing that with her.
They don't say that, actually. Well, they don't say it to me. What they say is we need to have a solution, and we want the best possible agreement that we can for America's working families.
The compromise bill includes a fresh round of $1,200 stimulus checks, expanded federal unemployment at $450 per week, and the reopening of the Paycheck Protection Program. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being a part of the conversation. A lot of conversation going on right now with the passing of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and again, our prayers and our hearts go out to her family and family members, and you know, that they make it through this time. She was around a long time, 87 years old. So she's got a friend base. She's got a family base. Let me bring him back on. Rick Green joins me. I always appreciate what, you know, he is, for me, he is the constitutional expert, and I always love when he's on with us. And, Rick, again, I know it's late for you, but thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time.
Joe, you bet. It's interesting, man. I came through Georgia. I'm in Delaware tonight, and we came through Georgia this week and did a couple of events there, and there were already questions at these Constitution classes and groups that were coming together to study the Constitution about the future of the court and the power of the court. So, you know, tonight's conversation is right on point with where people's hearts and minds have been even prior to what happened today.
So Mitch McConnell said he came out with a tweet or whatever a little while ago. Funny how they communicate with us these days, right? Came out with a tweet a little while ago, and he said basically he is going to give this president the ability to nominate and the Senate to vote on the next justice here. So people are now throwing up at him what they perceive he said during the Obama days. What did he really say?
They're already throwing out the McConnell rule, and those hypocritical Republicans did it one way when Barack Obama was president, and now, and you know, all that baloney. Well, I mean, let's just look at the facts. I'm just a facts guy. He said the exact same thing in 2016 that I would have said, which is since the 1880s, no Senate has confirmed an opposite party president's Supreme Court nominee in a presidential election year. In other words, you're months away from a new president. In this case, Obama was not a midterm president. He was end of his term, so we knew there would be a new president in the election without a doubt. And since the 1880s, you hadn't confirmed anyone that was even of the opposite party, even if it was midterm. I mean, you know, with between two terms, not midterm, right. Wrong term, sorry. No pun intended there on term. Anyway, that is not the scenario today. As McConnell said, he said Americans reelected a Republican Senate majority in 2016, expanded it in 2018 because of the promise to work with President Trump on judicial nominees. So it is a same party president making the nomination at this point. That is not what the situation was in 2016. And I realize some of your listeners are going to say, well, that's just politics. Well, exactly. Politics is government. That's how it works. You have two opposing parties, and each party has a different worldview of how things should be done. And when they have the lever of power, it is their job to put forth their worldview and their particular policy and their team, their people. And so in this case, it just so happens Republicans have control of the Senate and they have the presidency. The way the Constitution works, the president nominates someone to serve and the Senate affirms, you know, or rejects that person. And I mean, there's going to be a lot of leftist tears in the next few weeks because there's nothing the Democrats can do to stop the president from making this nomination and to stop the Senate from confirming that nominee. Now, there is something that some of those Republicans that, you know, are the
old don't call them Republicans, not on this show.
Yeah, they're Republicans in name only. They want so bad to be loved. They want so bad to be liked by the media. They're the ones that, you know, apparently somebody in fifth grade put a kick me sign on the back of them, and they just haven't gotten over it in 60 years. I mean, they it's just unbelievable the things they'll do. And in this case, I think you got a few of those that are already signaling that they don't want to have the vote before the election. But I think that'll change. I really do. I mean, whether it happens right before the election or right after the election, here's the thing, Joe. You can't wait on this because think about what's going to happen after the election. Well, you know this. You've been covering it. Yeah. This thing is going to be fought in the courts. The presidential election is going to be fought in the courts, just like Bush-Gore 2000. It's going to happen in state after state, and it's going to end up at the Supreme Court on some level. Maybe not the final decision like Bush-Gore in 2000, but on some level, there's going to be things going to the Supreme Court. Does anybody in their right mind want to have a 4-4 court split down the middle and a constitutional crisis and total chaos? I hope not. No. Let's get a ninth Supreme Court justice just in case it does come down to the court. And frankly, again, like I said at the beginning, removing ourselves from all of this, just let the Constitution work here. If the Constitution is followed, the president can nominate whenever he wants. He can do it tomorrow, as some presidents did the day after the death of a Supreme Court justice, or he can do it next week. I think he'll probably do it within a week. That's kind of my prediction. I think that would be smart. Wait just a few days. Within a week, though, I don't think he should wait longer than a week. And then the Senate should take it up, and I think vote before the election. But if a few of them hold out and want to vote right after the election, the danger with that, Joe, as you know, is that if they wait till after the election and the election's in chaos, the Dems will seize on that and say, you can't approve a nominee of a president that may not be president in a few months, which of course they could. I mean, but it's just going to be so politicized. I say get it done and show the American people this is what Donald Trump does. He follows the Constitution. He gets the job done. This will be a third Supreme Court justice that it would be following through on what he said he would do. If he picks from the list, which he has done, then he'll be able to say, look, I said I would do this. Here's the people I told you I would choose from. I'm keeping my promises once again. Give me another 4 years, and I'll keep doing it.
You know, if he gets I believe he's going to get back in. And so he makes this appointment, a nomination, and whoever it is gets in. He may have two more before his presidency up. You know, and that will set the pace or the theme for this country for the next, maybe I'm wrong, tell me if I'm wrong, but at least the next 30 years. Because there's a lot of young people on that right now on the court. Younger.
No, I think you're exactly right. I think it will be for decades for sure. And you're talking about potentially not just a majority of originalists and conservatives, but possibly a supermajority that I hope de-emphasizes the court. I hope we get so many originalists on the court that they start saying, hey, Congress, that's your job. We're not going to make this decision for you. We're not going to be your scapegoats and decide whether or not health care, you know, nationalized health care needs to be done. And all these policy decisions that should not be made by unelected judges, they should be made by members of Congress. But in terms of numbers, you're right. I mean, you know, goodness, Breyer's, he's 82. Thomas, my favorite justice of all, he's 72. I mean, he's healthy. He could probably go 5 or 6 more years. But he's also the longest serving justice. And so he may be ready to retire. Alito's, I think, 70 or so.
Right.
But then you got, you know, Kagan and, Gorsuch and Kavanaugh, and they're, you know, all in their late 50s. Well, I think Kagan may be 60 by now.
Yeah. Well, okay. So So, we, you know, the left is already, I was watching some of the tweets, and some, you know, say goodbye to Roe versus Wade if this president gets his choice. They think that this is all about Roe versus Wade. And it's not. It's not just about that. It's about so many other things that are going on, especially today. This will light up his base. To your point a minute ago, if he pushes forward with this, this is going to light up his base. And the play has to be, look, I can move on this, but you have to come out and vote. You have to make sure that I get Congress and that I keep the Senate, or we're just going to be in so much disarray for the next 4 years. It's just going to be miserable. But what will it do to the left? Will there be people on the fence? Do you think they're going to go, I'm not so sure. I don't want to give him that much power. I'm just curious, because that's some of the questions I'm
asking. From leftist leaders, they're literally saying already, we're going to burn it down. We're going to burn the nation down if Trump appoints a nominee and McConnell approves of it. In other words, if they follow the Constitution and do their duty under the Constitution,
yep,
we're going to burn the country down. So you can expect riots no matter what, whether this is done before or after. This is why we need law and order. This is why I think, you know, he has to be reelected. But I think you're right. I think if he gets it done, the base gets fired up, and I hope he does it. I'm sure there's political consultants telling him right now, you know, you should hold this, make this the election so the people will show up, and then do it right after. I think that's bad advice. I think that's a mistake.
I agree.
Great chaos, so I hope he does it right away.
Yeah, I agree with you. Okay, Rick, I'm gonna let you go here, but tell people really quick about Patriot Academy and about the, you know, constitutional coach.
Or they can go directly to constitutioncoach.com, and all these things we're talking about, they can learn this stuff and share it with others. They don't have to be an expert, but they can be a coach. They can actually get people in a living room or on Zoom or at their church and go through the course. We provide the videos. We provide the training. It's all free. Constitutioncoach.com. Let's get people educated on this. This is about a lot more than the 2020 election and the next president for the next 4 years, just like what you just said. Supreme Court nominees are about a lot more than just Roe v. Wade. This is literally the future of our country. So let's get educated and get others educated.
God bless, Rick. Thank you for being on with me. I appreciate it, man. And I'll catch up
with
you later.
You
too.
All right.
Joe Messina, your host. Guest Dave Sussman joins me at the on the other side of the break. And, you know, we're talking about Bader Ginsburg. We'll be back in a minute.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Actually, you can't be part of the solution unless you're part of the conversation. It's really that simple. So we all know that by now, if you don't, you've been hiding in a cave somewhere. Ruth Bader Ginsburg died today. And again, as I've been telling everybody, and I'm doing this on purpose, let's not be like them. A human being died today. Right, so let's keep that in mind as we talk about her and the succession to her seat and what have you. But a guy that you all know that I love having him on the show. I love when he guest hosts for me. Dave Sussman, host of Whiskey Politics and the Dave Sussman Show. Dave, thanks for being with me.
Hey, Joe. Long time no speak and see, right? It's been a couple of nights.
And, I was tweeting you. I'm not tweeting. I was texting you during the show, during your show and me being on the board. And I was slamming my head against the wall because it's starting to creep in. You know the area I live in and the area you live in. We're getting the push by BLM to bring in more black authors, to bring, all this stuff. And we're going, really? What good is this going to do? We have no money to get the kids back in school. Now you want us to change all the books and the curriculum and the teachers? Are we really serious here? My God. Just nuts. All right. So, Ruth Bader Ginsburg dies today, and one of the things that that I've been hearing all over the place, and the left has said, if he nominates somebody, and if Mitch McConnell carries through with the vote, they will burn the whatever the place is, they will burn the place down. And that's a very common theme I'm seeing on that big interweb place. What do you think? You think we're going to have more violence than we've seen already?
Well, the left have already projected that they are. Listen, in the hours following somebody of the level of an RBG, okay? I mean, whatever you think of her politically, she has become a cultural phenomenon. Mm-hmm. And so it is, I would suggest it should be a societal norm for us to all sit back and say, okay, prayers to the family. Let's talk about the legacy that she leaves. In 27, I think it is, years that she sat on the court. She sat on some incredible decisions that changed culture for men and women combined. And we should be able to say that tonight. Tomorrow, right, we focus on the politics. But immediately, Joe, excuse me, what we saw immediately, and you referred to it during the break, you know, the Twitterverse. Don't you wish Twitter it was once the place of memes, you know, animal memes, cats playing pianos and things? So we get people like Reza Aslan, who is, you know, pivotal on Twitter. The man's got hundreds of thousands of followers. And he posts the McConnell statement of the passing of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, saying that Trump's nominee will receive a vote on the floor of the United States Senate. And Reza Aslan retweets it saying, over our dead bodies, period, literally.
Wow.
Okay. This year, the year that we've just had, COVID, remember something called impeachment way back when? Okay. We're dealing with kids that are not allowed to go to schools, and we're dealing with all of the, you know, the rioting and everything else that we've had in this year. I think we'll pale in comparison to what the left has in store for the next 47 days before the election. And the question comes down to, what's Murkowski in Alaska going to do? What is Susan Collins in Maine going to do? Is this going to come down to a tie vote with Vice President Pence? Because it is Armageddon time, folks. Here's the other thing. And I'm so glad that you asked me to come on because I got to vent. Here's what we're not going to be talking about. This is not good for Republicans right now, folks. Here's what we're not going to be talking about. We're not going to be talking about law and order. Unless the left implode and we see cities burn because of this, that might happen. But if it doesn't go that route, and we're talking about who's going to replace RBG, this is now Democrat ball. This is now back in their court. And this is where you're going to have the massive influx of those Democrats that may not be excited about Joe Biden, but now they want to replace a liberal, the most liberal Supreme Court justice, with another liberal. And therefore, they vote for Biden as well.
Interesting. That's why I believe that he's going to do it. I believe they're going to push it through, and I think they're going to get it done. And to your point, Dave, I don't see the violence stopping, even if she didn't die. I believe, personally, that President Trump's going to get reelected again. I think he's going to maintain the Senate. I'm believing that he's going to take the House back. And I'm saying that because of what I'm seeing happen in the streets, what I'm seeing happen with the walk-away movement. When you talk to people in hardcore Democrat cities like New York City, and they're going, I'm Trump all the way. I am done with my party. Look at Leo Terrell. I mean, one of the most hardcore, vitriolic Democrats you've ever met in your life. And what's he doing? Every time he's on TV, he's got a MAGA hat on. He's Trump all the way. They're a microcosm of what's happening with rank and file. They're done. And I see the parties blowing up.
Well, okay.
You can go after it. I don't care.
If conservatives are going to rely upon the fact that the unhinged Democrats are going to remain unhinged, you have to remember something, and we saw this with Kavanaugh, Joe. You and I were talking about it on your show several times. The left plays for keeps. Okay? They're going to break all the rules necessary to win this election. They've already projected this. You and I have said this 100 times since Hillary said it. But she said, under no uncertain terms should Joe Biden concede this election.
Yep.
They've got plans, Joe. Oh, yeah. And the plans are right now is that they're going to stall this thing out with 1,000 attorneys. They're going to make 2,000 Bush v. Gore look like tiddlywinks because they're going to win this thing in the courts. And now they've got the momentum of trying to replace RBG, who is a cultural phenomenon, for people even in the center left. You can't name most people outside of our little echo chamber and those viewers that watch and listen to us. Most people can't name one Supreme Court justice except one. Except one. The cultural, the phenomenon that was RBG. There's movies about her. What is it? The Notorious RBG.
Yep.
Okay? So this is... I didn't want to see this tonight. Not for the reason that's obvious. I don't want to see a human being die. Okay? Right. Forget that. Put that to the side. That's obvious. Granted. I don't want to see this politically right now. We're not going to be talking about the Israel peace and the Middle East. We're not going to be talking about are we in the right trajectory on the economy. We're not going to be talking about whether or not a vaccine is actually going to be coming out. I mean, there will be articles on it, but this is now going to be 100% of the focus. This is going to make Kavanaugh look like a day in the park, and that was awful.
Oh, it was even, listen, again, I'm seeing a lot of Democrat women posting. They don't want to see the Kavanaugh thing. Even they didn't like what they saw happening. I just have to say, I think Americans, and you know me, and people have been listening to the show for years, I keep saying, I don't have as much faith in the American populace vis-a-vis Obama was in for 8 years, okay? And when I look at that, I say, okay, there's something wrong here, but... When you see what's going on again, when you see what's going on in the streets, people don't like the fact that, you know, their cities are getting burned down. You look at the and again, both of us do this on a regular basis, so we hear this and we see it. I'm believing that people are just going to step up and go, look, we can't have a Joe Biden. We cannot have a Democrat Party that's going to tear down these walls, that are going to give all this money to immigrants, that are totally in for reparations. Look, we live in California. I mean, God forbid the country goes the way of California.
Well, that's exactly what the left wants, isn't it? I mean, it's point blank. Listen, at the end of the day, okay, because this is now going to become a legal issue starting tomorrow morning. It already is. But I mean, let's say our prayers for the lady, okay? She served our country. She, you know, if you can get Scalia... the most conservative seat on the court, and Ginsburg, and they're laughing and friends with each other, I think that's a really good lesson for us as citizens of the United States.
Yeah.
Okay. So tomorrow morning, however, World War III begins, and there is nothing in the Constitution that stops Trump or the Senate from seating a new Supreme Court justice before the end of the year. Remember this.
Yep.
The president is president until January the 21st. And senators are senators until January, unless McSally loses. I think that seat gets automatically filled. That might hurt because she's down right now in Arizona. So, but besides that, that's still 52 seats if McSally loses.
Right.
There's nothing that stops the Supreme Court being seated before the new House and the new president if Trump loses takes office.
Yep. Now, I just had a constitutional expert on before you, and that's exactly what he said. He said this is not uncommon from a standpoint of there have been, I think it was Bush, he said, actually nominated somebody the day after the death of Rehnquist. So it's not uncommon to have this happen and get this thing rolling. But as you know, we're out of time. Dave, thanks for coming on late with me. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe.
I'll catch you in a week or two. All right. God bless. Have a great rest of the weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yep. Joe Mazzini, your host, and you, God bless. Have a great rest of the week. We'll be back in a little bit. No, we won't. I'm done. We'll be back next week.